I feel like they accelerated the process, like with extra work and that kind of thing.
Oh, for sure. Especially, Darb coming in, you know, kind of middle of camp, you know, going towards, you know, getting ready for the preseason. I mean, he's been on it for sure, you know, as far as picking up the calls, picking up the checks. I mean, defense is defense, but you have to learn different languages inside of defense. And for us, you know, that's really big, you know, with all the motions and adjustment that we have. So they've been picking up on it pretty good.
Jim Schwartz has repeatedly praised you, Jalen, for taking that big, huge second step in your second year. Yeah. I mean, do you sense it yourself, your confidence level, everything right now compared to last year?
I can say I'm feeling a lot more comfortable for sure. You know what I mean? Just getting on the field, I mean, going against the offense that we have, you know, that benefits a lot as well. You know, going against Alshon, Torrey, Nelly, Marcus, all those guys. So for sure that helps. But at the same time, I mean, being in the same defense for my second year, you know what I mean? Basically, you know, kind of the same guys, except for, you know, the cornerback, but both the same safeties. I mean, so as far as that goes, I think it's just me getting a lot more comfortable within the scheme, and then that just let me play a lot faster.
What have been your impressions of I'm assuming you have already watched a lot of tape of Pryor, of Terrell Pryor.
Yeah.
What's he looked like? Where do you think he is right now as far as his advancement, converting to that position?
He's definitely one of their go-to guys for sure. Kurt's go-to guys. Big, tall guy, physical guy. I think me getting to go against Alshon every day is going to help me benefit in that game on Sunday.
What do you recall about facing him last year?
I only got a certain couple snaps from him, but I mean, same thing. I mean, he can run, and I mean, as far as route running, I think I only went against him twice. One was a run, one was a pass. But as far as on film, I mean, he can run routes.
Going up against Alshon has helped you as far as like dealing with the physicality of a guy like
just
that?
Bigger receivers. Yeah. You can't teach height. I mean, whether we're playing the Redskins this week or I mean anybody who has a big receiver, you know, you can't teach that. So for sure that helps.
You played the Redskins twice last year.
Yeah.
But it's two basically new starting receivers for them. So what's it like when you watch the tape and it's two different guys in the outside as opposed to what you saw last year?
As far as the game plan, you know, We're trying to play your technique. It's a lot different, you know, trying to go out of Sean Jackson than the guys they got, you know what I mean, because he was just a natural sprinter. So, for sure, it's a lot different. But at the same time, you know, they still got a quarterback back there, I mean, who really played very well last year. And, I mean, as far as pitching the ball, I mean, he can throw it, I mean, from left side of the field all the way to the right.
Do you feel like since there's so many new pieces, especially a cornerback, I mean, you're like the only guy left at corner, and you have the same safeties as last year. But is it going to take a while for this secondary to get to the point you guys are happy with, or do you think it's something that can happen like right away?
I think you want to build each and every day. You know what I mean? And that building block starts with, you know, us playing Washington Redskins, getting in the game plan, getting in the playbook, and then on Sunday going out and executing. As far as, you know, setting standards, you know, our standards are high in our room. And when we go out there on Sunday, I mean, we got to play those standards.
Because of the fact that so many people have left, Jalen, and that you're now on the outside, you kind of feel like an older guy than just a second-year player?
Oh, no. I mean, and Jink and Rodney, they still call me Rook still, so I'm not over that hump yet. So, yeah, I'm still a young guy in the room.
Jalen, always call you rookie.
Yeah.
We're talking about Jim Schwartz tells us you're the most, you know, maybe the most improved player on defense. Is he the kind of coach who tells that to you, or is that not really
no? Schwartz would chew me out each and every play if he could, if I don't run away from him. So for sure, you know, by him saying that, you know, that's very high praise. And I mean, at the same time, that can also go down the drain if I'm not playing consistent.